Okay, we are up and recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record for me, please.
My name is Crystal Milligan with House of Hope. I'm an advocate and volunteer coordinator.
Well, Crystal, it sounds to me like maybe House of Hope is trying to move its way into Carroll County. I think maybe this is something that we've discussed before and then plans kind of fell through. So tell us the exact situation.
Yes, we have been speaking with several people and that are interested in us helping them in Carroll County. We have several resources, and you have wonderful people there that have a heart for domestic violence and sexual assault, and we are going to see what we can do to help the program, to bring more programs to Carroll County, such as we have domestic violence support groups, sexual assault support groups. We have talked with Jeannie Rector from the Carroll County Hospital, also is very interested and involved in doing more things at the hospital. Doing a lot of, we do parenting groups, we are in the courts, helping be an advocate with victims of domestic violence, and we would just like to help and see what we can do to help Carroll County because we've met a lot of wonderful people and we very much want to help wherever we can in Carroll County.
Absolutely. Now, you're in Ray County. Is anywhere else right now, Crystal?
Oh, yes, we do Ray County, Lafayette County, and Eastern Jackson County.
So tell me about what the type of reception you've received in those communities and how many people you serve. Just talk to me a little bit about the service in those areas, if you will, please.
Yes, in Ray County and Ray County and Lafayette County and Eastern Jackson, and we also are seeing victims from Carroll County. So that is included in our area, actually. Carroll County is. And with Ray County and Lafayette, we have been received with open arms. We've been here in Lafayette County, started in 1995. And then we have recently really been moved into Gray County and actually opened an office on the square as of next week. We'll have a satellite office in Ray County offering services, advocacy for the court room, advocacy at the hospital, helping fill out ex partes, doing support groups, parenting groups, teen groups, preteen groups with kids, working with the juvenile office. We have been received with open arms. We have served several. We have an emergency shelter that's here in Lexington that serves Ray, Carroll, Lafayette, and Eastern Jackson County. And we have victims at most of the time from all those counties in our shelter. And if you're not in our shelter, we provide safety planning and have support groups. You don't have to be in our shelter to get our services. Because we do offer several services, such as supervised visitation as well, and safe exchanges. For parents who need to exchange children on Friday or Sunday night or whatever, we help that to make it a smooth transition.
Now, Crystal, I know you've probably done the research to see how great of a need there is in Carroll County, so talk to us about that, if you will, please. Is there a need here?
Yes, very much so. Again, just speaking with several wonderful people we have met in Carroll County, and that there is a great need there, a great need of more resources there, and they have been very open to us and have responded to us, and we are going to be meeting with them. With your prosecutor is very open to seeing what we all can, how we can all work together to bring resources, because we all share the same compassion for domestic violence and sexual abuse, and how we can help victims of abuse.
Now,
women, children, and men. We serve all women, children, men. It doesn't matter.
Now, Crystal, I've been listening to you talk, and you've mentioned emergency shelters as well as standard business offices. What will it look like if you come into Carroll County? Will there be one of each, or will you start just with an office? How will that process work?
We'll start, first of all, just bring our services in, hopefully in an office there. Eventually, we'd like to we're looking for an office in Carroll County where we can meet our clients there. Right now, we've been going to either to the hospital sometimes. We've been in the courthouse a few times, and we've done lots of presentations. But our ultimate goal is to get an office there, and then eventually, hopefully, we're working on getting a shelter in Ray County first. But we've got one here. We're working in Ray County, and if someday down the road, maybe we'll have work with somebody in Carroll County and see what resources we can bring there.
Well, Crystal,
shelter.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What's it going to take to get your services here in Carroll County? Talk to me about funding and things like that.
Okay. The nitty-gritty is mostly it's getting people to buy in and understand it, which we've had. People, you know, we need to come up with an office. Our services, we don't charge for our services. We've already got all the, you know, the material for that. And it's mostly just finding an office, and as advocates, we come there. And eventually down the road, if we look at a shelter, then we have to start about funding and fundraising and bringing awareness about what we're doing there with the people in Carroll County, whatever we can do to help them.
Do you have a dollar amount yet, Crystal?
No dollar amount yet. No, it's, you never know what we're going to, you know, even going to Ray County was different coming into, you know, Lafayette. In Ray County, Natalie Macy and Mark Macy, who have the court services there, gave us, out of the kindness of their heart, an office on the square. So that, you know, we didn't have to do anything there. We have the office. So it's just no dollar amount yet. It does, you might, it's fundraising, and Ann would be our boss, Ann, which is Ann Gosnell, would be writing grants and trying to find more funding to bring into Carroll County.
Crystal, if I have listeners that are hearing this story and they want to get involved and they want to support you financially or in other ways, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you and for them to do that?
Okay, they can call House of Hope. The main office is open Monday through Friday, and that number is 660-259-4766. Or they can call me directly at 816-332-3435.
Very good. We've covered quite a bit of information this morning. Is there anything that we haven't talked about or anything that you would like to add?
Just that we are very excited about coming into Carroll County and seeing what we can do to work with Carroll County and how we can have our resources, how we can join together and, you know, to stop the violence.
Absolutely. One more question for you. Any timeline on moving into Carroll County at this time?
As far as starting our services, like we've already had services that, you know, there, but they've been coming here. Probably in the next couple of months, we hope to start offering more and being more visible in the county.
Very good. Thank you for your time, Crystal. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.